Honourable members, the delegation from National Treasury and all other important guests present in this meeting, I'd like to take this opportunity and welcome you to this meeting. Indeed, it's always a pleasure working with you. Today's meeting will be focusing on the report. It is the report on the Division of Revenue Bill, a report that was informed by many processes, a process that started with National Treasury briefing us, tabling, and then National Treasury briefing us, and then also us inviting the broader community to participate in this budget process. And we were really happy to receive submissions from USAGA, many stakeholders who came to present, making their submissions to us. So this then is a product of that broader consultation. So I would want members to indeed focus. I want to believe that this is the last report that we will be leaving with Hansard as this committee. Okay, the last report on the Division of Revenue Bill that we will be, Now, I don't think we want to change from our very belief that we have to leave quality work, not for ourselves, but for our future generations, so that when they consult some of these reports, they should be proud that you participated in the compilation and editing and quality inputs in the report. So it's not about us, about the future. So thank you very much. The report was circulated only yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. But it's fine because members are familiar with the content of the report. I take it that members gave themselves a chance just to peruse through the report, to check on spelling mistakes and the quality crafting of sentences in the report, and actually the content, quality content of the report. So thank you very much for that, for preparing for this meeting. I would want us to look at page number one. We have to have apologies. Sorry for that. So but then we'll then receive apologies and then go through the report, doing it page by page. I'm sure members will be comfortable with that. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson, members and guests. We received two apologies for today's meeting. First one is from Mr. Martins. He is still stuck in Johannesburg Airport. And then Mr. Sheikh Imam is attending another committee meeting. Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Honourable members, do you accept the apologies?
Yes, we do.
Apologies accepted. Shall we then move on to consideration and adoption of the draft report?
Yes.
Do you have any other matter?
Yes, Chairperson. If you look at your pack, there's another report about track changes. Chair, just checking your pack. There's another one.
I see minutes.
Yeah.
Two sets of minutes.
Yes.
And then there's a report.
Those are the changes that was submitted by National Treasury yesterday. It's only changes that are of a technical nature. Stephen is here. He's the one who proposed the changes. So I don't know if you want to allow Stephen 5 minutes or so just to explain the changes, Chairperson.
Okay, honourable members, we have two sets of reports. The one with changes effected by National Treasury, and then the other one by, you did circulate this to National Treasury, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the one with changes from National Treasury. What would be progressive I think using this as our departing point, the National Treasury, they report with changes from National Treasury, because then it takes us to another level, starting from another level. And then if members still have got other additions, then members can then add. This is the opportunity that we have for members to add or subtract what they think is not appropriate in the report. So which one?
Treasury,
okay. So we use the Treasury, the report that has Treasury changes as our discussion document. All right. Page one, let's allow, maybe you should take us through, but page one, okay, let's go page by page, and then where you're coming in, then you can, yeah, explain. All right. Agreed? Okay. Page one, are there any changes on page one? Any additions or subtractions that you would like to see? Now, if members are quiet, I don't know whether they're seeing this for the first time, and I must allow them time to go through, or, but that would really consume time. Page one, are there any changes on page one? So there are no changes on page one. Yeah? Shall we then move to page two? Any moderations or changes or subtractions on page two of the report? Shall I move to page three? Yes, ma'am.
Is the end table series, is the number of parliaments?
Where is this? Remember, we are correcting. If you say to me, well, page 2, paragraph 3, can I get clarity? Because if you ask me a question, because I've asked you a question, if you want us to make changes. So the Mr. Buteles is appearing on which page? Is it page 2, paragraph? Okay, page 2 on that list, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth bullet.
Yeah.
Mr. M.G. Buthelezi. Because this one is coming in as an interest group or interested individuals who made submissions. So the way I see it, Mr. Buthelezi made a submission, a written submission.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So I then move on to, at least if I can be guided by your good self, if you are quiet, I don't know whether to move or to allow you enough time to reflect. So a participative meeting will assist you.
Which
one?
Page 2. Yes, it isn't. Just the capital letter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Paragraph 3.
Okay. All right. I would like to find out about the best approach so that there can be a movement and progress with regard to consideration of this report. If, for instance, you are satisfied, can somebody indicate by show of hands and then say, yes, we're done, you know, just show, then, you know, I can point at you and then you give us your input. If it means you must move to the next stage, then we will move to the next stage. We're not doing this exercise for the first time, because today we happen to be a bit more slow. I don't know whether it has something to do with the fact that we got this yesterday. I know we have a lot of work now. Okay, can we move to the next page? Okay. Honorable McLaughlin says we can move. So we'll then move to the next page, page 3. Talks to the main budget allocations. Do we agree with the paragraph, with paragraph 2.1? Agreed?
Agreed, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Then we move to page 4. Any corrections or additions on page 4? I see here National Treasurer has made two inputs. Could you please talk to those inputs? Is it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then members can then respond to your input.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity to make small technical inputs on the report. I must just say the report itself is very good, I think, and very sound, and we have no corrections on any of the numbers. And just a few small things. So on this page, just the wording there that says that the amount per household for metros are set at 4,900 rand just sounds a little bit as though the Treasury in the budget process sets that as the amount, whereas this is just a statistic calculated from the outcome of the budget process when we add the money together and work out an average. This is what it worked out as. So it'll just be, if we just delete those words, then I think it will be clearer that it's a descriptive statistic rather than what we set. And then in the last paragraph on that page, it was just a grant name where the word management had been left out of energy efficiency and demand side management grant. And I saw that was actually an error in one of our slides as well. Thank you.
Do you agree with these changes? Agreed to. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As regards January's first amendment, I suggest that while we delete the set at, we should also delete our set at and just say, well, those of metros average 4,900. That is in the late point.
Yeah, agreed.
My suggestion.
There's a proposal for that additional change. Agreed? Agreed. Thank you very much. I'm sure you'll effect that.
I'm not done yet, ma'am.
Okay.
The previous sentence currently reads, the National Treasury submission also indicated that allocations through the Division of Revenue Transfer higher per capita for household amounts to rural areas. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me as it is. It sounds as if there's a word missing or something. There's something not quite right there.
Can we be assisted?
Also indicated that allocations through the Division of Revenue something transfer higher per capita.
Okay. So I also indicated that allocations through the Division of Revenue transfer are higher. Sounds like are higher.
Are higher per capita per household than amounts to rural areas. That would make sense.
So are higher.
Are higher and then.
Okay. Are higher.
Then amounts to rural areas.
Then amounts,
ne? Agreed? Sure, it shouldn't be higher than to rural areas, then higher for rural areas.
Oh, higher for, okay.
Yeah.
And that also works.
Okay, among four rural areas.
Four.
Then we change the two to four. Thank you very much.
There's no four, there's no two there, man.
Hmm?
It's not
among
the two that's changing, it's four amounts to rural areas.
Oh. Okay, four. Oh, yeah, I removed the wrong two. After amounts two, I then wrote amounts four. Sorry, I put it in the wrong place. Okay, agreed? Agreed.
Agreed, ma'am.
All right. Are we done with page four? The second?
Not quite yet, ma'am.
Okay.
So the first bullet point. This is the end of that first line. Apparently it has come. Must we have come, or has come, but not an S on the end of come.
Have come? Yes, it can be have come. Have
I'm
come.
Done, thank you, ma'am.
Have come, yes. Let's remove the S there and make this one sound correct. For now, it does not sound correct. Okay. Shall we then move to page number four? Page five. Okay, we are now on page five. Honorable Member Snukwanyane. Okay, Department of Health, shall we have that?
And the line below that, on the same line, it says funding for GP has also been split out. So if we can remove the out, split into.
Okay. Are we in agreement with that correction? Agreed? Fine. Shall we then allow National Treasury to talk to us about their corrections? Starting from the first paragraph?
In the first paragraph, it was just a redundant word there because you've already got the baseline to provinces
yes.
Amount to 106 billion. So you didn't need total and amount in that
okay.
sentence. And then on the scope of the grants expanded, it is a little bit confusing. And in my comments here, I've even said you could talk about three new components if you want to. What we did with this money, with this grant really, was to add an additional purpose for malaria and also take community outreach that was kind of done in part of the HIV stuff and separate that into a dedicated component. So those are what we talk about when we say there are two new components. But then there was also HIV and TB medicines were kind of part of the main grant, and those are now in separate components so that they can be monitored separately. So they could be, we don't sort of think of them as new components, but you could describe them that way. So we said two components, and the two new components, and those are the community outreach one and the malaria one, and then there's also this change with the TB funding.
Okay, which paragraph?
So that's the paragraph C at the bottom there, the scope of grants expanded, which
oh, yes.
The Honourable Member already corrected some of my mistakes there, like leaving out the Department of Health. So thank you for that.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Do we all agree with this correction?
Yeah.
Which to me, indeed, is adding value to our report? Agreed. All right. And then at the bottom there, then you've cancelled that last paragraph.
Yes, Chair. So on this one, what I've done is propose that this paragraph belongs further down in the report. So it's underneath a heading of that says the scope of grants is being expanded. And what that paragraph discusses is the informal settlement component within the Human Settlements Development Grant. And it's not, I don't think the best way of presenting it would be to say that the scope of the grant has been expanded to cover informal settlement upgrading, because the Human Settlements Development Grant has always had that included in its purpose. What we're doing is ring fencing funds within that grant so that it's kind of a dedicated special program with specific rules attached to it.
Okay.
So I think that that description, the description is fine. It just belongs
somewhere.
At the bottom of the next
so you
page.
Have then
yeah.
taken it to where you think it fits in well.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you very much for that assistance. Are we agreeing with this? Okay, thank you very much. We now move to page 6. Honourable Member Shuttleton.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just at the top of page 6, the second line. I'll just say if the repairs are deemed, then is deemed. I know it's a small error.
So which paragraph?
But
paragraph 2.
It just might not make 100% sense. Mm-hmm. Just the second line.
Okay.
Of page 6. The last word, just is to are.
Okay, agreed. Agreed. I would also want National Treasury to make an to share with us their correction or corrections.
Sure.
It's okay.
So in paragraph D, the just government changing to small g, and then in the following the subsequent paragraph, referred to the indirect national health insurance grant with indirect as a descriptor, but actually that grant has indirect in the title, so I've just moved that word there, and then right at the bottom of the page you'll see the paragraph we were talking about earlier has been shifted to here.
Okay. Alright, so this is appearing at the bottom. Okay. This one you have already explained and we have agreed to it. And then, honourable members, do you agree to these other proposals, the indirect grant, insurance grant? There's a correction there made. I need to waste the title. I'm telling you, these letters are very small. Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, paragraph D, do you agree with the amendments made? Agreed? Yes. And then paragraph D, but the next paragraph, that smaller paragraph, and still on paragraph D, there's an indirect change. Are we agreed with that change?
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. And then we then move to paragraph F, E. Okay, E, there's no change in E. And then there's F. Are you in agreement with the F ring fencing? Of I think it's just the spacing there. Okay. And then the last paragraph, we've agreed on the last paragraph. Shall we then move to page 7? Here, a formatted no bullet or numbering. Do you want to talk to that? Steve?
I think that's just a Microsoft Word issue. I don't think it's a real
okay.
change.
So you attend to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Meta is receiving attention. Okay. And then we go to H. Provincial to municipal transfer. Change from indirect. Okay. Change from provincial to municipal transfer. So we then leave out your indirect to direct. Am I right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that correction. Are we all in agreement? Are we together?
Yep.
Yes.
Together
okay.
Forever.
Come again?
Together forever,
Chair. Together forever. Yeah. Let's pray that we're together forever even after the 8th of May. Okay. Okay. Eight. Okay. On 8, are there any corrections from honorable members? If none, we then ask Steve to elaborate on the on C, scope of grant expanded.
So this is very, very similar to the change we were discussing on the HSDG. You're now in the municipal section of the report. And the same window is being added in the urban settlements development grant, and again it's not the scope of the grant that's being expanded, it's the earmarking of the fund. So we've just suggested moving the paragraph.
Okay, so are we in agreement that we move the paragraph to somewhere else? And then Steve will indicate when we come to where this paragraph has been relocated to. Shall we deployed to? I'm telling you, I've heard the word deployment put even in terms of. Okay, no, that's fine. Thank you very much, Steve, for helping us there. And then we move to page 9. We have the first paragraph. Are we happy with that correction?
Chair, that is your redeployed paragraph.
Okay. Redeploy. Yeah. Okay. Now we then move to is it F? Ring fencing of grant funds. Now. The proposal here is that for DORA purposes, talk to it, Steve.
Sure.
I can't see. I am as well myself. Yeah, okay.
The previous paragraph was headed grant fund earmark. Two paragraphs, I guess, now that we've redeployed this other one there. And ring fencing and earmarking for the purposes of the DORA mean the same thing. So. In the provincial section, we'd called the change on the window in the informal settlement ring fencing a fund. So it seems to me that this, where we discussed the ring fencing of the regional golf infrastructure grant, it fits as well under the same heading of earmarked funds. So it doesn't require a separate heading, which we were suggesting. And then it has consequent changes for the numbering of all the paragraphs that follow.
Okay. Are we happy?
No, I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
No.
Okay. Remember, I have asked members to use their rally voices.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, I'm just...
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Okay.
And
re-incentive,
meaning the
same thing. So, let me take a step back.
Yeah.
In the appropriations bill, there is a legal definition for earmarking, and it's very important what this committee specifically and exclusively appropriates. And it's very important what has Treasury earmarking, because there are particular approvals that are required to change those amounts. But those particular terms don't have a legal meaning in the DORA. So we don't have in the DORA, anything that's in the DORA is automatically, specifically and exclusively appropriated in the appropriations bill, because it's a conditional grant. All of those come with the little asterisk that say the Parliament is specifically and exclusively appropriating them. So, in other words, when the report is discussing amounts that are earmarked or ring-fenced in the Division of Revenue Bill, it's using it as a descriptive term to mean that there are conditions in the framework for that grant that say that these particular funds can only be used for this particular purpose. And so the whether it's the term earmarked that's used or ring fence. We usually use the word ring fence actually in those conditions in the DORA. So it may make more sense actually thinking of it now that this paragraph be headed ring fence rather than earmark, because the word earmark is not one that we use in the DORA.
Is the honourable member clarified, or you have another proposal?
No. I am clarified, but what I need is that we use the most appropriate term.
Mm-hmm.
That will not bring ambiguity in the future.
Which is?
Ambiguity. No, he's listening. you understand what
And the most appropriate one is, so that we all
it
agree with that
one,
ring fencing.
It must be
ring fencing. I think ring fencing is a standard practice. You know, it's commonly used. Yeah, ring fencing. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Shall we then move to, let me see which paragraph. Yeah, you're correct. No? One, two, three, four, five. Okay, it's about F, G, H, I. So that those corrections, no? You've already made.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And then, okay, thank you. Let's go to page 10. Are there any corrections on bullet number 1, bullet number 2, all right, bullet number 3, okay, shall we move to page 11? Yes. Are you page 10 or 11?
Page 10, ma'am.
Okay, page 10.
Under 5.1.
5.1.
The heading is Financial and Fiscal Commission. At the very end of the first paragraph, it reads, as was the allocations. It must either be as were the allocations or as was the allocation.
Okay.
I think because it is plural, it would be better to have as were the
allocations. As was the allocations for economic development. So which one do we are we agreeing on as
so
the most correct?
Would be the better one.
As where the allocations.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds it sounds better. That's why we need you here. All right. Thank you very much. Honourable Member Snukwanyane, are we still on page 10 or 11? Page 10, yes.
The very introductory paragraph where we say an overview of comments on the SSC and South African Local Government Association, and there are no summary of submissions. If I remember, we also had another presentation that I said to from the person who is something to, if you can, if you want to.
I know the area of focus was disability, intellectual disability. Okay, are you responding to that?
Yes, I just add
okay.
On the supplementary. So I'm reading on to the subsequent pages. It does mention in the subsequent paragraphs. The various organizations that did submit reports, even if they didn't present orally.
Yeah.
So maybe we can just include those names as per those.
Okay, remember that list.
Up to the end of 5.5.
Okay. On each page?
Up to the end of 5.7, actually. Those headings.
Okay.
Mention the organizations and then one individual lastly.
Then the Buteles one, and then we add this one. Okay. Point taken. Are you done, Honourable Member Snukwanyane?
Yes, Chair. I just wanted to bring it out better because they did present.
Yes.
Whereas the others.
Yeah, that one you liked very much. When I forgot them, you came in for them.
I don't know what I like.
All right, no, that's fine. Then it's not bad, you know, and especially for them to see that we really, you know, we care. All right, Honourable Member, McLaughlin.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, we're still on page 10.
Page 10.
5, stakeholder and public inputs. Just the last line of that, forms part of this section.
in this section of this section. Can we change the in and put off? That's English. Thank you very much. And then page 11. First paragraph, are you happy?
Yes.
Move to the second paragraph. Any corrections? Okay, none. We then move to page 12 of the report. On page 12, we have the first paragraph. Anything there? Okay, second paragraph. The third paragraph on page 12. We then move to 5.2, South African Local Government Association.
I would recommend that the paragraph that's, well, not the paragraph, the wording in brackets that says SALGA, if perhaps those should be changed to capital letters.
Okay. Yes, I think that's the correct way of reflecting it. It's already corrected. I have a rapid response from the secretariat. Okay. No, that's fine. Shall we move to page 13? Honourable members, Mukwanyane, are we still on page 13? Eh? Or page
12? I guess, because I think that the first sentence is SALGA reported that local government finances were in distress. Maybe we can change the word reported, because they were raising concerns that they are, maybe we can say they raised concerns that local government finances were in distress. And as you go on, it's actually the concerns that were raised. Because when you say they reported, like we didn't know and reported to us.
All right. South African Local Government Association made a submission that local government finances were in distress, or raised a concern that, which one? Do we replace? I'm checking on what would be the most appropriate replacement of the word report there. Most appropriate. Ma? Raise a concern?
Yes, if my memory serves me well, they reported that there are local government who their finances, they reported. I even raised the question that if they can submit the names of those municipalities that they are reporting their names.
Okay. The other way of looking at it is that in their presentation, they made a submission that, or they raised concern that. You know?
In their submission.
Yeah, in their submission.
Yeah.
Or in their presentation, in their submission, they raised concern. Let's write the submission.
But they did not raise a concern. They were reporting to us that municipalities that
are in distress. Isn't it in reporting they make a submission?
No.
Honorable member Snukwanyana?
No, I don't really have a problem with the fact that they were reporting. But if you read here, these are the concerns that they were raising about the distress within municipalities.
Honorable,
how in which the systems were raised, they're not just eight. I thought you put it there when you said they made a submission on the floor.
Okay. Honourable Member Shuttleton?
Sorry, it wasn't so much on the same point, but just to make life harder for the support staff, Chair. what I've realised looking at page 12 and 13 is that then if we change SALGA to capital letters at that one point, you have to change it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a lot of places.
You'll be surprised. These ones are too happy to write what we think is the most appropriate. They've never do it for me. They've never. They listen and cooperate with us. Yeah, okay.
The last thing.
Oh yeah, up to the last day. I'm actually enjoying working with them. If they redeploy me somewhere outside government, I think I'll write to them and say, can you consider coming, following me? Okay, no, that's fine. All right, so that should be corrected, ne? Everywhere,
yeah.
Ne? Yeah, okay. Now, I want you to assist me to close the discussion on reported or raised a concern or made a submission that local government finances were in distress.
Sure.
It's not working, Bob. So you use your rally voice. I know I haven't heard your rally voice, but this time I'm looking forward.
I'm saying actually there's not much difference between the two terms. Someone reports something that is not good. You say so, obviously, hidden in that report is your concern, which what you must say. Maybe we should be able, we should say they reported with concern, the da 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 da. If we want to
nurse the situation. We don't nurse situations yet. Let's write what is right, is correct, and what we all agree upon.
I'm saying just as a matter of emphasis that there was concern in their reporting.
Yeah.
Let's
read. Local government situation in their report. Sure. All right, can you please assist me to close this one?
Madam, I'm inclined to agree with Honourable Kobaza. I think it was concern and it was a report. When you report something, you're giving facts. If you're making a submission, it's still an opinion. It's not necessarily a fact if you're submitting.
Okay, now a lawyer is speaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more an opinion that you're giving.
Okay.
They weren't giving an opinion. They were expressing the fact that this many municipalities were in distress and they were doing it with concern. So I think it would be correct for us to say reported with concern.
Okay. Reported with concern.
Mm.
All right. Agreed? Steve,
agree.
What's your take? It makes sense. KPMG, what's your take? Yeah, I'm joking. All right. No, that's fine. Reported? With consent.
Yeah.
Alright. Thank you very much. This is your meeting. That's why you must guide me as well. As I drive, you guide me. Alright, 13? Page 13? I have the first paragraph. Any correction on the first paragraph? Correction on the second paragraph? There's a whole host of bullets there. Come again? Come again? Oh my God, it's PMG. Yeah, sorry. It's PMG. Sorry. Sorry, I touched a sore point. Yeah, okay, PMG, okay. Now I've got the bullets. Is there any correction? Or are you happy with all those bullets? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bullets. Come again?
They were taken from the reported disease.
Okay. So this is an actual extract from the report. Thank you. So the next paragraph. extrapolation and extract. So, extrapolation and extract. We're here now. Extrapolation and extract. Okay, 13. Okay, we go to page 14. First bullet, I'm sorry, the first paragraph, the second paragraph followed by two bullets. The third paragraph followed by five bullets.
First bullet on page 14, where it says municipalities needed to have, we can change it to need.
Municipalities need to have an additional allocation instead of needed. Agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Then we then have Western Cape Forum for Intellectual Disability. All right, then you have their input on paragraph 1, paragraph 2, and then the paragraph that is followed by 1, 2, 3, 4 bullets. Equal education. Their first paragraph. Second paragraph. Are we still together? Third paragraph. Page 16. And then the fourth paragraph. Is it correct to start a paragraph with regards to early learning?
Mm-hmm.
It's acceptable in written language. Okay.
But also check in that same sentence, I would well, the line after that, I would say in terms of the early childhood development project instead of in terms of.
In
yeah.
terms of the
yes.
early, yes, let's add that. It's corrected. Okay. Now page, we then move to page 17. We are 16. If there are no corrections, further corrections here, we move to page 17. First paragraph on page 17, any corrections or omissions or additions? The second paragraph. What do you take of that proposal, conditional grant for a learner transport, conditional grant? Well, National Treasury listened. I'm sure on all those forums, you can put it on the table just to test the reaction of people on it. You know? You've seen it, no? And I know that we once called the Department of Transport just to discuss about the learner, the scholar transport, which we were not happy about. And then indeed we were promised improvement, as you know, but and we also did not know whether it was supposed to be in under public works or the same Department of Basic Education. There was a, because in some provinces, which is in that in Department of Basic Education and Training, and in some provinces it's in under public works. Yeah? Or because public works has transport, public works, yeah? Transport. Was different. Okay. No, that's fine. All right. So paragraph 2 of page 17. Is your hand up?
It will be just now, Chair. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
page 3.
Where paragraph 2 is.
Page 3. Okay. Paragraph 3 that starts with in conclusion. I see Honourable Member Shopper is waiting to agree with you on that list.
No.
Can
I
you come?
To find a way of disagreeing because Honourable McGriven and Kwabanza will have sleepless nights if we agree too much.
you'll be surprised as we're moving towards the exit. I see everybody is relaxed now and very friendly with one another as a way of saying goodbye, my friend. All right, you may come in. Shuttleton?
My submission is just at the very end under budget.
Okay, 5.5. All right.
The spelling of Children's Institute. Maybe you all like Desmond Tutu and you want to say Institute.
Hey, Children's Institute. Yeah. No, that's fine. Shall we effect that change?
Yeah.
You see it, ne? Okay, but thank you very much. You know, it means a lot. It makes a difference. Because others would end up reading just the 2-2, you know, because of their love for, the clergy. Okay, page 18. First paragraph.
Feel like I'm being irritating.
You're not irritating, by the way. I said let's have a participative. So you're actually responsive to my request.
The last word of the first paragraph on page 18, oversight is spelled incorrectly.
Page 18, and then paragraph 1. The last word, oversight. It's ovaries. It reminds me of one gentleman. Oh, whenever he speaks, he ends with, I don't know where he gets that one from. But yeah, you're correct. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. 5.5.1 education. Bullet number 1. Bullet number 2. Bullet number 3. Bullet number 4, bullet 5, bullet 6. We move to paragraph 5.5.2, which is health. Okay. Bullet 1, bullet 2, bullet 3. Then move to page 19, bullet 4, bullet 5.
For bullet 3, I would remove the word A before flexible economic.
A comprehensive financial plan.
So the NHI should be dropped immediately in consultation with stakeholders and should be based on flexible economic scenario plan.
Oh, yeah, on flexible, yeah. Okay. And page 19, The two bullets, are you happy with them?
It probably makes more sense to say a business plan for the NHI conditional grant.
For the, yes, business plan for the NHI conditional grant should be published to enable better public oversight. Mm-hmm. All right. 5.5.3, social development. We then move to 5.5.4, local government. Yeah, please come in.
Bullet 2 on 5.5.3.
Okay.
Publish a clear roadmap by the 2019 medium-term budget policy statement. To me, that just doesn't, it's not clear what is meant. It's the word by.
Publish a clear roadmap. But also you can't write 2019, you must write it in full. 2019/20 medium term. Am I right?
No,
is it correct? Come again? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Thank you very much for correcting me.
But I agree with it should read before, I think.
Publish a clear roadmap before the... All right. Are we in agreement? By being replaced by...
By is...
Before. Okay. Thanks. Can we then move to 5 points?
Sure.
Okay. But please raise your voice, ma.
I just want to sharpen awareness on something that you raised very softly when you said, like, during the year 2019-2020, that now we are dealing with 1890. We're not dealing with the same thing. We're dealing with 2018-2019.
2019-2020.
So you still strongly feel that there's no need to add the stroke 20, ne? Mm.
No, you were right.
Okay.
You were right.
Right on what?
Right on what? To say 2019-2020.
But the earlier intervention was 2019 alone is correct. Can National Treasury assist us there? Because we now have got two dissenting views.
No, what I was thinking, I think I was just absent. I thought we were dealing with 2018-2019, but
yeah.
I have corrected me.
Okay, no, that's fine.
2019-2020.
Now, National Treasury, have we corrected? Reflected that when we say 2019 medium term budget policy statement. Oh yeah, you're right, because it's a policy statement, so it can then permeate to the outer years. Yeah, okay, all right, that's fine, thank you very much. Then 5.5.4, local government. Do they say we must appoint, or they said they have done, undertaken a research or study? Or they said we must appoint, okay. That they never stop. Eskom debt, which is a it poses a high risk. I don't remember, McLaughlin?
Right at the end of page 19, ma'am. As we said there, that the budget justice coalition notes the recommendations contained in the submission to the society organization. We made a submission that gender-based violence sustaining to the committee to finance and supports these recommendations. The notes and supports.
Supports. S. That's an S there. Makes a difference. Thank you very much. We then move to page 20. Honorable Member Shuttleton, you must know you are really welcome.
I thought you were going to say this was becoming a problem.
That's okay. Feel free. Feel free. This is your meeting. Page 20.
So the very first bullet, I would recommend changing emphasis to emphasize. To the Minister of Finance and National Treasury, that they have a crucial role. So it's three changes.
Emphasize.
Of Finance and National Treasury, that they have.
They have, yes. Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed, okay. There's a second bullet there. Any correction? Third bullet? Fourth bullet? We move to 5.5.6, strengthening Parliament's oversight capacity. I quickly looked at whether oversight is correctly written here because I was going to see a hand. No, Mr. Shuttleton, that's fine. All right, shall we proceed? 5.6, Rural Health Advocacy Project. Is it Rural Health Advocacy Project, ne, or Program?
Project.
The Rural Health Advocacy Program, is that correct? On the
project.
Yeah, I see the project, but then when you, the first line talks about a program.
Okay.
I'm trying to look at consistency.
Yeah, project.
Oh, it must be changed to project, okay. Happy, then we move to page 21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, want to remember Shoppers Toilet?
I just want to ask you a question. I'm very on
page 20, bullet 2.
Mm-hmm.
Treasury, could you come in?
Mm-hmm. I just want to know is it will be very difficult to do the challenging.
To do it way, yeah. Please come in.
This goes a bit beyond the scope of my work. I write one of the chapters in the budget review, but I'm not responsible for editing the whole book. It's an interesting recommendation, so they're recommending that we add a chapter in the budget review on gender. There are a number of, we have had chapters that focus on different issues over time, so we've had a chapter on unemployment, for example, to cast a particular focus on that issue, or a chapter on infrastructure investment. In the past, NGOs actually used to write analysis after the budget had been tabled. So IDASA in the old days used to do a gender analysis of the budget and a poverty and impact analysis of the budget, which would be a different way of accomplishing this. So it would be something for the Treasury to consider whether it's best for us to do this kind of analysis and publish it in the budget review on budget day, or whether it's something that's better placed for civil society to analyse the budget and publish their kind of take on the gender aspects of it. I think it's not something that I would be comfortable saying how difficult or what would be recommended on that. Worth further consideration.
But for the mere fact that you are here and you can hear members wish, you know, it's good because we can then take it to another budget forum for further discussion at that level and decision making or resolve.
I'm not sure why I'm saying that, because the minister and the president have emphasized on the wish to deal with COVID. And up until South Africa focuses on the poverty level on women, we're not going to make it any better. When you look at our population, women are more than 50%. And women are maybe 90% of the poorest of the poor. So I think the people who budget should have that at the back of their mind. So I really feel that on our behalf, we will ask whoever is concerned to actually do this list number two.
The other alternative of dealing with this is that when the minister sits with us, we raise these issues to him directly. Yeah? No, remember, he was in the house and they were briefing us on the...
I should also say that in terms of the original question on how, on the technical side of difficulty, some of this work on gender-based budgeting is already being done in the Department of Women in the Presidency, so their officials are already working on it. So again, it's a question of which department this kind of analysis is best placed in.
Mm. Okay. So you're saying there are many angles.
Yeah, that is our biggest problem, because once you compartmentalize it, it's always going to be very small. No, we can talk about it after the meeting.
You and
well, as I have already put it, that we look at the same thing from different angles. To me, when you compartmentalize it, then it gets elevated to get a attention, certain attention. It's a it gets targeted because it has been elevated and then compartmental to say this compartment also needs attention. Okay. Yeah. So let's
It used to be every department focusing at it.
In our next oversight function, let's make sure that we look at it and make sure that something is bad. You know. All right. Page 21. Okay. The mic is not working, remember?
Yes. Between communities, and it is important to consider the impact of pre-existing
Yeah, there's something missing there.
Yes.
Yes. Can we correct it?
Is it in the second sentence?
Yeah, the second sentence that starts with. Okay, it's a continuation of the first sentence, founded as a collaboration between the the Rural Doctors Association of South Africa and the AIDS Law Project, now section 27.
That's a full stop after section 27. Then a new sentence begins. The first sentence only describes what the rulers are, because the project is a collaboration between.
Now section 27. What section? Yes, come in.
Sure, thanks, Monument. The sentence is not
complete.
It starts from the beginning of the paragraph. And what we need to do is to remove that capital letter T and put it small t. It's one sentence from the beginning until section 27.
Yeah, the last time my teacher taught me English, he said I mustn't have long sentences. Now this one, we're sitting with this confusion because it's too long.
Yeah, but the sentence is made out of the list of stakeholders that collaborated.
Okay. So you can't cut them, so you've got to, yeah, all right. No, that's fine. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
I remember the Charlatan.
On that same sentence, I think it would probably make more sense to put now section 27 into brackets.
Yeah.
And then also.
But if you say now section 27, section 27 of what?
No,
of the law.
That's
of the.
That's the name of the organization.
Oh, it's called section 27. Yeah, but you see, even there's a background to your name. Now, I'm looking to the background of section 27. What is, where does it come from? We should have asked them.
I think it must be in the constitution somewhere.
You see now, that's why I said section 7 of the constitution. Okay, yeah, it's confusing, but it's fine.
What I also picked up during the deliberations, reading this, the first sentence of the last paragraph on that page.
Okay.
The provincial equitable share needs to be equitable share.
Yes. That's hey, this English, we're not familiar with equitable share. And I'm telling you, my grandson, equitable. Okay, no, that's fine, that's correct. All right, thank you very much. Let's move to page 21. We are doing well. I'm happy that you're not getting tired.
I'm always expecting to be very quiet when I start reading one of these letters. But the second, the third line, the RHAP made the following recommendations to...
Of which paragraph? Or are you on the bullet?
It's just before the bullet begins.
Yeah.
Where there's a word that looks very similar to government.
Okay. Yeah. They made recommendations to government. Padma?
Spell it right.
Oh. Government. Okay, yeah. I like this. You know, you're so sharp. Your eyes are like an eagle's eye. You see even small things and you just go for them. Which is good. Okay, did you see the mistake? Okay. All right. Now we've got four bullets. Any corrections on the four bullets? None. Okay. 5.7. Accountability of people misusing public funds without consequences, or is it consequence management? Consequences. So this is what you said. Okay.
Yeah,
you wanted to say something?
I'm not sure whether saying the section of accountability of people, if that makes sense. Just reword that.
Okay.
The section. Dealing with the accountability of people.
Okay.
Section
maybe dealing with, instead of the word of,
include a section dealing with accountability of people misusing public funds without consequences.
Dealing with the account.
With the accountability. I still don't understand this without consequences. I think this person wanted to say consequence management.
No, he's saying misusing public funds without consequences. In other words, there's no consequence management.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. 6. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Before we go to 6, ma'am, may I just inquire why we didn't include anything about Mr. Buthelezi's submission?
Mr. Buthelezi's submission is missing. It's an omission.
It's not an omission, sir.
Huh?
Mr. Buthelezi, okay, there's a submission.
Read.
Yeah, Mr. Buthelezi's submission, Chairperson, I don't think it is relevant to the bill. That's why we omitted it. But if the committee feels strongly that we should include it, it doesn't say anything about the bill.
Mm. You know, because
else.
We've listed it on people who've made submissions. Maybe you could say after say something.
I don't think it was done spuriously.
So how do you think he must coin the statement?
We have one sentence saying that he submitted a submission that wasn't really relevant to the or something like that.
Yeah.
That's in the introduction chapter.
No, put it here because even the others are under introduction. You've got a list, but you then have decided to table their, you know, submission one by one.
Okay.
Agreed? Yes.
Yeah, I think the report does indicate what
happened. Where? Page 2.
Yeah.
Should we then redeploy that paragraph to here? Okay, can we share?
Yeah. First and foremost, if you look at the paragraph above that same paragraph, it's a list, it's providing a list of stakeholders that have submissions.
Yes.
Including the retailers.
Okay.
Right? Then the next paragraph then clarifies that these
immediately,
are submissions that we receive.
Yeah.
However, the retailers' submission was not included in the report because it was not relevant to the subject matter.
Okay.
So it's a continuation of
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Shall we then move to page 22?
No,
it's page 21. No, we're done. Yes, 21.
Yes, on page 21, 5.7. Mr. Ilyas Masala submitted that the bill should include equity. How will members know who this Mr. Masala is? I think we should stay from which organization.
Remember, individuals are also allowed to make a submission. Was this an individual submission?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's an individual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But
thanks.
It should be said.
That's what his name is.
Yes.
I think that Honorable Professor Shole is raising an important issue to say, if it's possible, we should include some little profile of the person. Just some sort of profile, if it's attainable. Of the
if it does not have a profile?
If it doesn't have a profile.
Oh,
yes, that's correct.
From nowhere.
He sent an email to us.
Yeah. Okay.
It might be coming from
Right. Okay, yes, the matter will receive attention. Thank you. Are we done with 21?
No,
yes, ma'am.
Raising my hand just to comment on this individual. To say, maybe we can say a community member of the community, something like that.
Okay. Okay. All right, shall we effect that change or add?
What do I say, Chief?
The say and a member of the community. Or a community member. Yeah, just put on the phone. So Matlala, a community member. I've said you must put it at the just next to the Mr. Matlala, and then in brackets, a community member.
From which community?
From which community do you know?
No, I don't know. Just an email chairperson.
But the email would indicate where it comes from. Victoria? Next page?
No, it didn't say so. Let me check this person.
Okay, it's okay. Let's not delay the meeting, but you will then. Yeah, all right. He's still checking on where this person comes from. So let's proceed in the meantime and move to page 22. Once he's found this, he will then. Page 22. The first paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph. But then on the 6.3, is there a correction there? I don't see it. None, eh? 6.3. Please come in. Okay, so system, ne? Collection system. Not systems. They want us to mention how many do you have. Are you not wasting your is there no irregular and on the second one? Because we know of what. Yeah. Must you say systems or system?
Should be systems.
Systems. Oh, you added the S.
We added.
Okay, yeah. Systems, all right. That's fine. And then, yes, ma. Yes, honourable member McLaughlin, and then yourself, Mr. Kovas. Don't worry about switching on the light.
All right. Ma'am, sorry, I'm still on page 21.
6.1.
Yes, we say here. Yeah. The committee is concerned about the passive provincial local government, etc. And then we say we refer to Human Settlements Development Grant, which is due to the history of poor performance. Well, Treasury said it was poor performance. The FFC said despite their good performance, it had been reduced. So now we've got two different people telling us one says good performance and one says bad performance. I don't know on what basis we decided it was actually poor performance, but we should rather not mention that. Because we do have two contradictory reports.
Okay. Are you able to assist us there?
Certainly, Chair. We did in our written input to the committee also clarify that with the Human Settlements Development Grant is a great example of a grant that has good performance in terms of spending level, but not in terms of actually delivering.
Impact.
So, as we in fact noted it as an example in the budget review even, that it achieved a 99% expenditure performance, but only achieved 77% of its target.
Mismatch.
So the FFC is quite right to say it's well performing in spending, but in terms of delivery, which is, I think, what we should be moving towards looking at when we evaluate a grant, it's not well performing.
So what would then be our take for this report? Let's allow him to finish, and then honourable member Shubestol.
Then I'll just have perhaps correct by the history of poor delivery performance.
Poor delivery performance? It makes sense. Because we've seen a lot of departments spending their budget, but in terms of the targets, find that they have not been able to reach or achieve their targets. So it's a mismatch, which must be, because it says people have, there's an over expenditure over nothing. Over, non-deliver. Yes, honourable member Shopestole? Honourable member Obaza, are you still on?
Yes.
Then honourable member Shopestole.
Capacity.
in our recommendations, did we make a recommendation that that the relevant department should build capacity precisely to avert those situations in the future? Because if we have not made that recommendation, then that sentence would be incomplete. That the whole idea of that problem would be incomplete.
Are you picking up? Okay.
Yeah, Chair, thanks. If members can look at page 23, where our recommendation is at item 7.1, that's where we are responding, that recommendation is responding to the first finding. If you look at the sequence of all our findings, from one to the last finding, every single finding has a recommendation.
Okay.
In the same sequence, from recommendation one to the last recommendation.
Are you happy, Mr. Thomas?
The finding one, you read the recommendation one. The finding two, the recommendation two. So they all respond to one another.
And Member Gobaza, satisfied?
Okay, Chair, just allow me to read that. I'm not saying we must stop. Let me just read that recommendation.
Whilst you are reading,
yes,
let's allow Honorable Member Shopes Tole to come in.
I just want to say, I agree with what Ms. Gunnar has said, the first time I agree with you. But I want us to emphasize, we're not going to use beautiful words like mismatch, because it's not a mismatch. Because I'm just thinking aloud that, you know, if people have spent and the poor did not actually receive the service that was meant, where did the money go? Are we not ending up with Bukasa things? And we, as an oversight committee, did not emphasize that one. You know, because it's worrisome. If people spend the money, but the purpose for which the money was budgeted is not achieved, the big question mark should be, where did the money go? And ourselves, as oversight practitioners, we need to be extremely worried. It must not be that it passes us and then there must be a need for a commission of inquiry. That is where I think legislatures should sharpen their oversight role. Because we saw it didn't match, and then what did you do? Nothing. We just used beautiful English words like mismatch. No. This needs a follow-up. Why? We must always say why. The question why must be demanded and answered by this debate.
Okay. Give us a better word between expenditure and outcome. If the expenditure is high and the outcome is low, how do you put it?
It's wasteful expenditure.
Or fruitless.
If we didn't achieve.
Or fruitless expenditure.
It's more than wasteful, actually. It raises eyebrows. It needs investigation. Why? Because it's going to repeat if we allow it to. If we allow it to go on like this, we just say, yeah, it's in a report. What is the end of this report? What is the purpose of our investigation? We need to recommend that the cost of the mismatch must be investigated.
Okay.
So that it must be done away with. Right. We can't go on 25 years people just saying they are ignorant, mismatch, underestimating when they are charging the money. No.
Okay. Honorable Member Snukwanyane, to be followed by the good self. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to make a comment to say that this is not the first time that we come across it. We are forever grappling with this problem of people not meeting the target but exhausting the budget. So if we have to deal with it, we have to deal with the whole
okay, in a holistic manner, yes. This discussion, is it helping to strengthen the recommendation?
Yes, Chair, but not only the recommendation, even our legacy report, because some of the issues that we are
Okay. We
see the need to elevate them to the legal report. For instance, the issue of scholar transport that we just discussed, that issue was never dealt with by the two departments. And the issue of the mismatch between performance and expenditure has been an ongoing challenge since the election of the oversight over the expenditure departments. And so it really raises eyebrows, as all members saying, as to what is it that if those budgets are weighed from the implementation of the approved performance targets, because you've got to go to have those performance targets being aligned with budget allocations, and if they are truly aligned, then you have to, when you implement, you should have little or no gray area in terms of the mismatching with the performance.
Okay, thank you very much. There was a hand.
We're suggesting that it must be investigated.
That's why I said must strengthen the recommendation.
Not just one department as the opinion thing. That is why I use the plural department. Any department that is found with that mismatch must be investigated and a reason submitted for the mismatch.
Okay. This is a brilliant idea, but it's for the next administration.
No, but it must be in our report, legacy report.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you. Honorable Member McLaughlin, Honorable Member, you are, excuse me, you are welcome. Yes. Thank you.
Just for the record, ma'am, I wanted to say that I agree with Honorable Shawkins at all.
So you also are of the view that you are agreeing for the first time with all of them?
No, I think we've agreed before now.
Okay, that's fine. Mr. Shuttleton, I want you to come at the end because then you can, consolidate your input from the others. Yeah. Yes, give us a consolidated input. Oh, you remember Shuttleton?
My point isn't very, very great. Profound and in-depth, like this lengthy discussion. It's just on 6.3, on sentence 3, it says audit opinion. We just need to put the letter O before that to make it audit opinion.
Opinions, ne? Okay. Agreed. So it's not lengthy. Just add S on opinions. That's it. Okay. I know you wanted to say something before I allow... Okay, yes, over to you.
Yeah, Chair, I wanted to say, just to consolidate the input that members are raising, we can tighten the recommendation for this report so that it gets to be responded to by the National Trade, by the Minister in the upcoming budget. But also, we will elevate it to the report so that the new committee, when the new committee comes in, one of the issues that can be tackled.
Okay. All right. I know I wanted to move to
the elevation.
Okay.
For the new I hear the new net. This is our problem. It's not the problem of the new point. These things happen during our time. It is us who must say it must be investigated. It's got to be in our report. The new committee might have a different opinion, because if we have put it and it is investigated, they might not have to deal with such a thing. They might find people who are spending exactly the way they should spend. But if you keep on continuing as you know, it's now.
Okay, point taken. Now we'll now call upon Mr. Kenyon, Stephen.
Thank you, Chair. Just to reassure the committee, the kind of investigation you're calling for, I mean, this is something that we see as part of our work already. So we don't, a mismatch like this, we don't kind of just say, well, that so be it. And in this particular case, I think it's public knowledge, has been in the newspapers, that what a number of provinces had been doing was to take human settlements development grant funds and towards the end of the financial year then transfer those to the Housing Development Agency, which is an entity of the Department of Human Settlements, and that funding would then reflect as the grant having been spent by the province, but then the money was kind of parked in the Housing Development Agency and wasn't then spent on actual projects there. And last year, we, from the Treasury side, we saw these surpluses accumulating in the HDA that weren't attached to particular projects, and we actually took back, we took those surpluses back from the Housing Development Agency. I think it was something close to the order. I forget the exact figure, but it was more than R1 billion that we took back from them. So we are from our side trying to do this in the system from our side, and I know that a number of the portfolio committees also focus on exactly these kind of things because they review the performance against the targets for each department on these things. So this is very much the work of Parliament and the Treasury.
I'm happy that you brought this clarity, because I think there's no way in which we're going to be able to decipher where this money went to. You know, like now you're giving us this additional information. Honourable Member Shoppes Tole.
Yes, I think it is quite helpful, but it is not in every department. You know what me and Lupan Yang are saying. It's not only the housing department, it's even other departments. So I suspect that the cost may not be the same. Maybe those were put, some, maybe not all of it in that whatever housing. But we need to stay as a committee to appropriate the South African money. More than any other committee, we need to be very strict ourselves. We need to say it must be investigated and be said it bought water or it bought fish and chips or it bought apples. We don't want maybe. No, we are appropriating content. That is our job. We follow the money. How do we follow the money? Maybe.
Well, the point made is that we now have got additional information on where the money would have been transferred to and where National Treasury identifies that movement and registers a surplus. National Treasury's intervention would be to take the surplus back into the kitty or into the equity pot.
National Treasury is 100% right. They're doing what the Constitution says they must do. We have a different job as an oversight committee on appropriation. We must also do our own. Doesn't matter what National Treasury is doing. We must do our own. When the history of this country will be told, it will be found that National Treasury did their work. But you and I will first have to.
Honourable Member Kwabaza?
Yes, let's conclude on this matter. I think there are two issues here. The one is the explanation that the National Treasury is giving, particularly about this issue, human rights, how they remove money from this, the institution itself.
Housing Development Agencies,
to park it there, but it reflects that if it is fair. they have to shut up. But it is not always the mismatch between the spending and the target and the achievement of target happens for various reasons. And I think that is what we say has got to be discovered and restored. So let's park it there.
Okay.
So we know what housing is doing. We don't know what the other department is doing. But let's bring this information. Let's find out and stop.
Thank you. Shall we move forward? We welcome Professor Kubisa. We are busy considering our report, draft report on the 2019 Division of Revenue Bill. In terms of the rules, you are allowed to participate, you know, in the discussion on the table as a member coming from another committee. So you have the right to participate.
Thank you, Chair. I've just got the discussion.
Okay.
I think I could feel one.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Of course you are a professor. Catch up. Keep the ground running.
I'm learning from the teacher.
Okay. All right. So we're now on page 23 of the report. I see even here National Treasury has assisted us with their input. So we will look at their input, but paragraph 1, nothing, eh? Shuttleton, nothing there, eh? There are no S's there, eh? Okay, paragraph 2. You want us to read them out? Okay. Okay. Honorable Member McLaughlin, page 23.
Just 7 point in very mundane, ma'am. At the end, their progress on a regular basis.
Where? 7.1?
7.2.
Or 7.2? Okay, the last line.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
It's just the way one says it.
Thank you. 7.3. Are there any corrections there? Yes, Honorable Member. Yes, Professor Kubisa, the name. Okay, if you can, because our mics are not working.
Okay.
You can just raise your voice.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. I'm saying 1, 2, 3, 4, line 4.
Yes.
That all resources received from national. Oh, from nationally raised. Okay. All right. No, it's fine. Fine, Chair. It's fine.
Received from, but the bear is that bear still relevant? Received from nationally raised revenue are efficiently, effectively, and economically managed. Must we still keep the bear? Resources received from the nationally raised revenue. From nationally raised from the national
revenue.
Zero next to revenue. And that revenue is nationally raised. Okay, yeah, all right. No, that's fine. Thank you. Shall we then move to 7.4? I think National Treasury has to come in here.
Thank you, Chair. thank you for this recommendation. I think it's great. The only edit we have is I didn't even put it in correctly here. In the fourth line, is to say that the funding for maintenance is catered for in the local government's equitable share and own revenues. I should have put in the word own there before.
Revenues. And own revenues. Agreed?
Yeah.
Are we in agreement? Does it make sense for the honorary members? Own revenues, because remember, that's why they're getting the 9%, because then there's own revenue collection. So this 9% of the GDP is actually meant to top up their own revenue collection.
One of my favorite subjects, ma'am, is that municipalities get too little money. And it's a concern of mine that every year when our budgets, Treasury likes to push more and more onto local municipalities to be their responsibility. Some funding may come with it at times, but a lot of the time the municipalities are left to try and raise their own funds. Treasury never tells municipalities how they can go about increasing their revenue, because there's not a lot of support to collect outstanding amounts from the residents. It's a very difficult thing to do very often, and they're very constrained in that regard. I know some years ago it was said you had to budget 8% of your budget had to be for maintenance. That was obviously way too little because of the big backlog in maintenance, and then it was changed to 8% of the value of your assets. No municipality can afford that. That would swallow their whole budget every year. So there's got to be a balance somewhere. Just to park this on a municipality and say, well, you are, you must go up to your own maintenance. Put in your budget and make sure it happens. It's almost an impossibility at municipal level to do that. And I'm wondering whether there isn't some other way we can just craft this to suggest that there might be other avenues. Because just to sort of park it on municipality is a huge burden for them. It's not something they've traditionally budgeted for. I remember sitting at City Bank and there was talk about this great new infrastructure the province was going to park on them, and I said, who's going to maintain it? Nobody had given it a thought. There was nothing in the budget for maintenance. And it was a new concept. Oh yes, we've got to actually keep it nice, otherwise it just falls apart. So I have a concern that it's all very well we make a recommendation. It's going to be one of those recommendations that's still born because we just can't do anything with it. Thank you.
Well, I remember, is it a follow-up? Otherwise, he has to respond to this. Okay.
This is a follow-up. I think I also share the same that you have. Because I was thinking, is it not possible for Treasury to help municipalities the money owned at least by government? Because there are a lot of government departments that own municipalities. They don't pay them. And they're small, they can't find money to begin with. Is it not possible for Treasury to intervene in that case and make sure that the municipalities get the money that are owned by the big departments, provincial investors?
I know that one of our proposals was, can they, from the provincial government equity share, take and pay directly, so that, you know, provincial government should take full responsibility, you know, take that part that is being owed, because for now the municipalities are really struggling. Now the saddest thing is that we are also contributing towards that, you know, but we have control. You are in charge, you know, you have the executive authority over the allocations. So I think to me it would be just use an innovation of, but you'll report that we have taken this, because I mean the departments have been asked to pay, but they're not paying, and we are saying by so doing they are making the municipalities to suffer, and yet municipalities are at a service delivery point and people expect them to deliver services. And they can't because they don't have the money, but departments owe them the money, you know. So any, you know, method of making sure that that money is transferred directly to the old municipalities, it's a corrective measure. The provinces will suffer, but it's okay. They will learn from that, you know.
Chair, if I can comment on both of these issues, the maintenance and the payment of municipal bills, and you'll recall the minister said, Tuma Mina, pay your bills on time, even in the budget, pay your municipal bills on time, even in the budget speech. both of these issues are not once-off issues. Both of these talk to ongoing practices that we need to get right in the system. So it's not a question of a once-off spending on maintenance that kind of fixes it and then you can leave it alone. What we need to do in the system is get the routine maintenance, that it's a routine matter that in every year's budget there is an 8% provision for maintenance, and it's going to take time to build that up in some municipalities. Some municipalities are there already, and some have backlogs to work through on dilapidated infrastructure, etc. And we have given significant relief on a lot of that. It used to be that the grants in the DORA could only fund the new infrastructure. And we've opened those grants up to fund the refurbishment of infrastructure, because that kind of backlog municipalities wouldn't be able to fund. But the condition there is that the ongoing, the routine stuff, they must do, because if you don't get that practice going, you know, there's no hope. Then the assets will never be looked after. So I really think that the way this recommendation has been crafted really shows leadership from Parliament in setting that principle, that municipalities must, in their budget, make that provision for maintenance, and that they must use the money that comes from the equitable share and their own revenues. And I mean, all of us that are lucky enough to have salaries, etc., we all pay tariffs, and those tariffs must be costed to include the provision for the maintenance of the services we use. That's the only way we're going to look after the assets that belong to the country. On the question of the funds that provincial and national departments owe to municipalities, that is a problem. It is a long-standing problem, as the committee is well aware, and one that we are making some progress in tackling. It's always important to contextualize the amounts that are owed by a national and provincial department. So they account for less than 5% of the total arrears amount owed to municipalities. By far the majority of the funds owed to municipalities are owed by households, not by departments, because they're the biggest customers. We provide a graph with the different categories on page 74 of the budget review for anyone who wants to look up the latest numbers. But we take that, we've always taken it more seriously that government departments themselves are setting a bad example when they don't pay. And so there's a working group led by the Department of Public Works,
okay,
that has gone through and reviewed all those amounts owed. And what they've identified is that one of the big reasons that those monies are still outstanding and that provincial treasuries can't force, because some of the provincial treasuries have been very proactive about kind of trying to force their departments to settle those debts. One of the big obstacles there are disputed amounts, because there's disputes or lack of clarity over the ownership of government buildings. So there are still government buildings that, dating back from homeland transitions and what have you, haven't been properly recorded on asset registers, that aren't properly assigned to those departments in the deeds registry, which means that in terms of the PFMA, the head of the department can't then sign off to pay for bills on an asset that doesn't formally reflect as their belonging to their department in the deeds registry. So it's a whole bureaucratic problem. What we have done, and what we briefed the committee on in the medium-term budget policy statement last year, is we've actually allocated money to the Department of Public Works over the next 2 years to run a project to sort out those problems on the deeds registry. So over the next 2 years, they will go through, because the previous project flagged all of these cases, they will go through and work with the deeds registry to update each of those problematic buildings so that it's correctly reflected, and then the payments can be made. And then it will be the job of the provincial treasuries and national treasury working with national departments to make sure that those payments are actually made. And then, if there are still payments outstanding at that point, then I think departments will have run out of excuses and we can start talking about kind of punitive measures. And that would be when that's appropriate.
Did you give them time frame?
Yeah,
So we have the 2 year process to get all those title deeds sorted out, and then we think that's a realistic time frame for that project. What we are encouraged by, Chair, I can say, is that new bills seem to be being paid. So we're not. There was a time when the amount that was outstanding, the backlog amount of payments was growing, and that doesn't seem to be growing at the same rate as it was. So departments seem to be getting better at paying their current amount, but there's still that historic backlog to clear, and some of these cases, obviously, because of the legal things of the PFMA, they need that type of these projects to run its course.
Reporting frequency. I was thinking that on a 6 monthly basis for your monitoring, yeah? So that you don't wait, they say they have not done the work, they have not finished. But I think just the monitoring and evaluation.
The committee may want to call Public Works to come and update them on that project.
Okay. No, that's fine. But thing that we might not be there, you must continue, because you also have got the monitoring and evaluation unit. Please, if you can monitor them so that, yeah, that you make progress in this regard. Honourable Member Gwabaza?
No, Chair, I wanted to comment that you see the problem with government is that you give yourself very long time sometimes to move the funding. Really unnecessary.
Mm.
2 years to establish to whom does this building belong?
Mm.
When you know that this is a government building,
mm.
but the registration with the deeds office is unclear. That's one thing. That's one of the problems. Just don't give yourself such a long time to work at leisure on things that are urgent. This thing has been years going on, and we have been receiving this excuse all the time. Every time you raise this issue, it's the end of this parliament. 5 years we have been raising this same issue, and you're still giving yourself 2 years to deal with this thing. Unacceptable. Let's just be clear about that. National Treasury, really, put your act together. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you say Public Works must, you're saying that you are running this project. Certainly, you would say Public Works must dedicate specific number of officials, a team of officials, to focus on this thing, get done with it, and finish it. So please stop giving yourself an unnecessarily long time to sort out things that can be done in 6 months.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm only going to allow a person who will assist with strengthening of these recommendations now. I think we have deviated a bit. I've allowed it.
But Chair, effectively, we are saying that 2 years is too long. Can they cut it down?
Yes.
And dedicate a team to deal with this thing. That's it. That's what we want to say here in this report.
Okay. All right. Honourable Member McLaughlin, Honourable Member Snukwanyane, Honourable Member Shopestole, your eyes are telling me you want to speak. Okay, but you must avoid, because I might jump you. You must. All right, thank you very much. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you,
Madam
Chair.
Let's strengthen our recommendation.
I just want to comment on what Honourable Father said. And in a sense, I want to defend Treasury here, because wearing my hat as a conveyancer, conveyancing in theory is just an administrative function. In practice, it's very complex and very difficult often. In order to effect what they're hoping to do, you're going to have to resolve all the disputes
between the various departments. Where public works are going to say, this is our property, and defense are going to say, no, no, that's ours, you leave it alone, we're looking after that one. And until those disputes are sorted out satisfactorily, you're not going to be able to effect the transfer of the property. It could take a lot longer than 2 years in reality. So while it would be ideal to shorten it and make it a 6 month period, I don't think it's practical. It's just from my own experience as a conveyancer, because I know what happens in conveyancing. It is a complex process. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. We are also learning through this engagement. Thank you very much. Honorable Member Snukwanyane.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think I also wanted to say something close to what the Honorable Member was talking. I know we are all frustrated by this problem, but I was sitting on SCOPA from 2009 and was sitting with it. It's not something that happens now. We have a situation where sometimes, let's say, it's because I was at provincial level, the province will say, we have the money, what we are not going to pay, the provincial treasury. But we are not going to pay until certain things are clarified. So I think those are some of the challenges. And there was quite a lot of corruption. And we discovered when we went in COVID that there were people who were living in government property before 1994, and they continued living, even when I left the provincial level. There were still people living there. And some of the people that were renting some of the property out, I'm talking houses now, the senior managers in public work. And, you know, dealing with those things, they were not paying for water, they did not want to pay for electricity. And if I can tell you, from 2014, the MEC for Finance and Housing decided that the money for paying services, she's no longer going to pay the department, but she will pay it from treasury. But her hands got tight, because now she has to get certain things clarified before the money can go out, because if she just pays for things, because there is so much involved there. But I hear what my colleague is saying, but I can tell you, it's one of the most difficult things. Even when the money is paid, you know, dispersing that money can also be a problem.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honourable Member Shopestole.
Chairperson, I want to support Mr. Mbada. But I'm happy to hear that my friend is a conveyancer, because somebody is encroaching on my land.
You're not raising your voice. You see, I'm struggling to hear you.
Yeah, okay, I'll use my right voice. I say, I'm happy to hear that my friend is a conveyancer, because somebody is encroaching on my land in Woodspring. So I've got help.
Do you have jurisdiction over Woodspring?
Yeah. So I'm just very worried, because in the fourth parliament, we went into oversight. I was sitting in the the standing committee on the auditor general. So we went all over, and we came to a place called the Bassin Beck. I think it's called Banda. It's not well. You know, there was a gentleman there, he was cut. He said, hey, Mina, you're wasting your time. You won't solve this problem. If you want, I can walk with you now. I'll show you the whole five streets where people are occupying government houses. No one runs, nothing. No water physician payment, nothing. So, you see, this is a very serious problem. And if I remember, it was in 2010. Now, we are here, I'm leaving now. And I had hoped that problem would be solved.
I am living now, and no one will be passionate about following the money the way I do. And you are still looking for 2 years. No, I don't like the 2 years. Something must happen, because if we keep on saying it's 2 years, because in 2010 they told us that in 2 years' time this problem will be solved. It should have been solved by 2013 or so. Now it's 2019. 2 years again. Because in that other next parliament, I'll be coming back. So I'll come back and solve the same thing. No.
Okay. Thank you for your intervention. I think why we then ended up discussing all these issues, it was because of provincial debts, owed to municipalities. Okay, provincial debt owed to municipalities. Yeah. The other alternative, I know where men fail to pay maintenance for their children. Government has come up with a strategy of a garnish order. Let's find something almost, I still think National Treasury has control. It's like punishment for wrongdoing, by taking money and then paying and saying to these ones, from now on they must correct. And then in the next financial year they'll be allocated the same amount, except that, I think the reduction, you see, we've been listening to budget reductions. I'm sure you can follow the same way. Reduction, but redirect that reduction towards servicing the municipality debts. Okay. Okay, are we still on the same matter? Okay. Then all the members, Nokwanyan. But this time, please be short and to the point.
No, I won't belabor the point. I was just going to refer you. You speak about garnishee orders, ma'am, or emoluments attachment orders. The problem with them is before you get them, you have to have a judgment. So one entity would have to sue the other before you get such an order from a court.
National Treasury regulations.
There are treasury regulations, but you'd have to alter them. You can't debate. It's a consequence of our law. So it would be much better if the departments could reach an agreement between themselves. Like on the bottom bar, it says, where's dispute resolution? It should be operating here to resolve these issues. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much for that point. All the members, Nukwanyane?
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I just wanted to add also that, lots of government buildings have been hijacked. And you find strangers in those buildings, and those strangers will refuse to get out because they are paying someone's rent. So it's a whole lot of disputes that you have to deal with. They are paying rentals to whoever. And when I mentioned the issue of houses, the government houses, even they just strangers, people you don't know, but they were put there by someone. So the process of removing those things, because it's not always about the fact that people don't want to pay the municipalities. It's because they don't know how to do it, because of the disputes that are involved. So it will not even help us if we say it has to be done when. In as much as we would like to be, it should be done as of yesterday, but it's not going to be possible because of the challenges.
You've made another good point. But thank you very much. I'm not going to allow any further discussion on this one. Shall we then move to 23? Otherwise, National Treasury has got, prescribes that in terms of recovery of any money owed to government, there's a certain process that has got to be followed. You notify those people about the debt and then allow them to make a payment arrangement, failing of which then National Treasury can appoint I think it's a lawyer to attach, and then by so doing, then National Treasury said you have followed all the avenues before you attach. Then you can attach. Am I right? Is it working or is not working? Does it need to be reviewed or made even more to have more teeth?
context, Honourable McLaughlin is right. We, the Intergovernmental Relations Act and the Constitution say that we must, when there's an intergovernmental dispute, which these are, then we must follow all mediation processes first before we would approach the court. So this work that I've been referring to is overseen by an interministerial task team that is monitoring the progress on this. So that and any dispute resolution mechanism would have to then be guided by them.
Okay.
So it wouldn't, because to have an amount to take, we'd have to have some kind of certification that that is the right amount, which would be a quasi-judicial determination.
Okay, as we're rounding up the fifth administration, I think let's take solace in knowing that something is being done. And even the overseer is an interministerial committee, which is at a very high level, hoping that it will receive the necessary attention, but also there will be a plan of action to correct. Okay. All right, shall we then move to page 24?
Four corrections on page 23.
Okay, 23, you are allowed.
On paragraph 7.5.
7.5?
It's just four very small corrections. So, starting from the second line,
yes.
157 million.
Yeah.
That spelling needs to change.
Okay.
Then allocated to the Sanitary Dignity Project.
Yes.
That's the second change. Then for learners from disadvantaged backgrounds. So that's the third change. And then the following sentence says, having noted the progress made in drafting the policy framework for this project, the Department of Women, the way it's spelled there makes it one woman.
Right.
Only one woman benefits. So we can make that plural with the letter E.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Are we in agreement?
Agreed.
So we move to the very last page. We've done very well so far. And come again. Oh yeah, there's another one there on page 23.
Yes, my input on page 24.
Oh, 24. Yes.
Just for that numbering, it needs to be 7.6.
Okay, 7.6. Thank you. Any other correction on page 24? None. Honourable members, we are done with the corrections on the appropriations report on the Division of Revenue Bill, Bill 5 of 2019, B5 of 2019, National Assembly Section 76. Now, may I get a proposal for adoption of the report?
Before we adopt,
yes.
I just want to know, where are we going to put that serious recommendation that department that we need for legal pressure?
Can I check, is there anywhere where we can fit this one in? Because I know it came by the way.
It's linked to the recommendation number 7.3.
Yeah, can you read it out?
No, I haven't crafted it.
Yeah.
I've just made a note of the recommendation.
Mm.
So we'll discuss it there and based on the input that we put in.
Okay.
The recommendation is linked.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Any proposal for adoption of the report? Honourable Member Shopestole, any seconder? Honourable Member Gwawaza, stated by Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Sure.
Is it another correction?
No, it's not a correction. It's just asking for the record. Could we just say that the DA reserves their rights, please?
Okay. The DA
reserves
its right to vote.
To accept.
To accept. Okay. the DA deserves its right. But what is key, can I please be allowed to chair this meeting? We're doing well so far. The DA would like us to register the fact that they reserve their right. Yeah. Mm. For record purposes, ne? Must remember we are we all have got our different. But what is key in this meeting, regardless of the DA reserving its right to accept, is that the majority of the members of the committee accept the report, which means then the report passes. We passing the report. And then we are all agreeing that this report must be tabled to the House tomorrow. Could you please remind us of the process that will unfold from now, because the report at least must be on the ATC before we debate it. So what's going to happen from now on?
Yes, Chair.
After
gonna
the adoption?
Yeah, you must sign it, and then the ATC, it will appear tomorrow, and then you debate, Chair. Straightforward.
I don't just sign. I want to see if he's rejected all the changes. he knows. And I've marked them here, so I want you, so that I can check against my, All right. No, that's fine. So the report here will be signed off.
May
for
I just ask a question, ma'am?
Yes.
Will the report and the bill be dealt with together in the House?
Yeah, let's find out what is the arrangement.
Well, Chair, I'm not an expert when it comes to the sittings, but it should be dealt because it has to be transferred to the NCOP.
Yeah.
So
which one? This
I'm
report.
Sure
this.
The report and the debate, everything will have to be dealt with tomorrow.
Remember, there must also be a second reading.
All of that, Chair.
Yeah. Then, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next meeting will be considering the. Is it the audit?
Public
audit access fee bill. So when is that? Tomorrow, ne? How much time do you need for that?
Not a lot. Can I? Yes, Chair. Honourable members, we've advertised the bill calling for submissions. We haven't received any submissions. So according to the committee's program, we were supposed to adopt that report on Friday. But in the absence of any submissions, and then we plan to have joint public hearings with the select committee tomorrow. But in the absence of any public submissions, there's no need to do public hearings. The report, I've already drafted the report, it's 3 pages long. So I'm going to suggest that we adopt the report tomorrow, Chair, so that we don't need to come in on Friday to
what
adopt.
Time tomorrow?
It's up to the committee. We can do it at 11. It's only 3 pages long, Chair.
Mm. You know, I'm saying this because I know members want to prepare for their debate, and we might have a problem of having a quorum. Well, members will want to go and prepare DA, NFP, I know EFF, we want to. ANC.
It's the committee's decision.
When must we have a meeting? With
what do we have on Thursday?
Nothing. Oh, in the morning is caucus, and then in the afternoon is there a sitting?
There is.
Oh, there's a sitting. Sure. Okay, where do you want us to fit in this? In the morning, at 9 o'clock?
It won't take long, Chairperson.
Okay.
It's 3 pages.
All right.
So no, less than an hour.
What time? 9 to 10. 9 to 10, so that we can go and prepare. We need enough time. 9 to 10. Is that okay? Tomorrow morning.
A normal time, of course, 9 to 10. Normal time.
It is us. Now, I know I'm flexible, but I'm not going to be flexible on this one. Let's 9 to 10, so that members can go and prepare their debate. For their debate. 9.
Yeah,
and 9 to 10, then we're done. All right, thank you very much. And then I know that we have to consider. We have to consider the minutes. Now we've got 2 sets of minutes. Now, The sitting. Wait.
Next week Tuesday,
ne? There's a sitting next week Tuesday. That sitting is sitting the sitting of the House, National Assembly House, at 10. So it then impacts negatively on our program. So which means yes, at 10. And then, you know, what do you do in government with instructions? You carry them out, and you'll ask the reason why later. That's the regime that brought me up. You carry out, and then you know. Okay, so 10 a.m., so meaning that we're supposed to sit and consider our legacy report. It then means that we will then change the legacy report meeting to Wednesday. Next week, Tuesday, in the morning.
Sir, maybe before that, let's conclude on what we're doing is now that we are up for debate.
Yes. Next week, Tuesday. It's up for debate next week, Tuesday. Public audit access fee bill.
Afternoon, yes?
In the afternoon.
Mm. But in the morning, because I'm sure National Parliament or National Assembly must also finalize on its all the bills. So they've brought the sitting in to 10 o'clock in the morning. We will then shift this. Can we shift this to Wednesday next week morning? The legacy report. We need to look at it and then input on it and then adopt it for submission.
Wednesday.
Yeah. 1990.
What? Come again?
I was wondering, we're going to get the legacy report circulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so long the report will be circulated. I know it was circulated, but it will circulate for the second time. Members must please read the report, and then we will then adopt it on Wednesday. Can we have a meeting on Wednesday? You're not responding to that one. You're not assisting me.
Yeah.
Yes. What time?
10.
10.
When are we having our
Wednesday is the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the morning. Yeah, in the morning can we... Yeah, the legacy report, because it must be adopted. After the 20th, we all are going. No one will be...
Okay.
When are we?
Federal speeches.
We're here.
Yeah.
Here.
You can't allow Kwabanda to go without making a speech.
No, when we get the legal report, we can complete that.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And no absenteeism on that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it okay with you? Yeah, it's better. So there'll be no meeting on Friday. Then we have it. We bring it to Wednesday. Okay. Okay. Shall we quickly consider the 2 minute set of minutes? Is the minutes of the 5th and the 6th of March. So it's not old meetings, but you know, spending and all those things. Can you quickly do that? The minutes of the 5th of March have been circulated to honourable members. Honourable members, the assumption is that you've read the minutes. So we will then, I will then propose that we move on to, excuse me, may I please chair the meeting?
No, I think I have read, I don't know about
it. All right. Shall we then consider the minutes on page 1? Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 3, page 4, page 5. Okay.
On page 5, under adjournment, I would recommend that the committee would receive a briefing to be changed to will receive a briefing. Of
But it starts from that wood and wood. Yeah,
so
the next meeting would, or the next meeting will be on the 6th, okay? And we'll receive, okay. Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed on that correction? Okay. May I please have a proposal for adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired during this meeting? Honourable Member Shuttleton, seconded by Honourable Member McLaughlin. Thank you very much. We now move to the second set of minutes. It is the minutes of the 6th of March, 2019. Honourable Members, I am reliably informed that these minutes were also circulated to members, and I take it that members made time to read the minutes. But we will then move on to the correctness, looking into the correctness of the minutes. Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 4. I remember Shuttleton.
Thank you, Chair. At paragraph 3.6, I would recommend that the second last word, addresses, should be changed to addressed.
Yes, addressed.
And then sort of in the middle of 3.7.
Okay.
There's a sentence that starts to this end, and it goes on about sections, and eventually you get to fraud and corruption within the public service, and there's then two dots.
Okay.
And then after, with the capital.
Thank you
A.
very much.
I think that's probably all part of the sentence.
Service.
Because
no, it's one. I think it's one within the public service.
Because we can't have a sentence all on its own, just saying after inquiry by the committee. So to change the culture of fraud and corruption. Doesn't make sense. So maybe we can put a comma and then a space and then a small a for after, or just remove the two dots and make it a small a.
All right, we agree?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Any proposal for adoption of these minutes? Oh, by the way, we had already, okay. Honourable Member Banana, any seconder? Honourable Member Shopestor.
Just before you close, in adjournment again, the word should change to this.
Okay, and okay, the last page?
Six, yes. We'll be on and we'll receive the briefing.
We
will be on, yeah. Are you corrected? Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks. So, well, the minutes have now been adopted. We don't have announcements. Is there somebody's? Whose birthday is it today? None. Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Shall we then move to closing remarks? Honourable Members, thank you so much for coming to the meeting and for, you know, preparing for this meeting, but also for the, you know, dedication that you have shown working through this report. I must also extend a special word of gratitude to National Treasury for always assisting us so that we achieve the quality work. Thank you so much. And also on the figures. This time we've written correct figures. You didn't have to go, but on the other aspects. Thank you. I want to strongly believe that, and we also would like to thank you for joining us. And please do tell Mr. Imam, Honourable Imam, that we really are missing him. I haven't seen him this time here in the meeting. I'm missing him big time. But it's good you came and stood in the gap for him today. Yeah. And then the meeting stands adjourned.
Where are we going to get you?
So it means I must go with you.
This is what you agreed to know
for the meeting Friday.